Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, my Resilience family? How are you all doing today, this evening, or at this hour? come on in the room, and you know what to do? Go ahead and grab you something to drink. Get you your coffee or your tea or your water or your lemonade or your orange juice or your glass of wine or whatever it is that floats your boat, and come on in our special room and have a sit down, right? Yeah, have a sit down. Get yourself comfortable. Grab your throw blanket or, you know, get your favorite pillow or whatever it is, right? Prop your feet up. Now take a deep breath in and exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey. What's going on, my beautiful Resilience family? How are you all doing? I pray all is well with you. Happy Mama's Day. I know I'm a day late, a dollar short. Okay, whatever. Every day is Mother's Day as far as I'm concerned, and especially God has granted you another day. Come on now. It is Mother's Day in my book. Every day is Mother's Day. But I hope you did have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. I hope that you were spoiled, you know, and it was overflowing with goodness and love, and not just the traditional surprises, but those unexpected surprises, you know, those unexpected gifts and treasures that was presented at your feet, right? I pray that, you know, that those who came, they truly enjoyed you and you enjoyed them, right? And you got fed well, you got pampered well, you got loved even more, right? I pray that it was just something very memorable and it was better than last year, right? But yeah, man, I say every day is Mother's Day because you know what? As long as you're living and breathing and God has still blessed you with those beautiful children of yours, whether they're young or adult children, you know, you're still doing your job, right? A mother's job never done. It never ends, right? Until, you know, we are no longer here, right? But even if there are adult children, you still being a mom on the back end, right? You still praying over them, right? You still giving them advice when needed, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're just being a blessing when you are supposed to be a blessing. And if you are a grandmother, come on now, I'm not a grandmama yet, but if you are a grandmother, right? Oh. That's even more of a blessing right there because now you can even show out a little extra. You can show out a little more towards your grandbabies, right? And I know your adult children, your son and or daughter, they will look at you like, yo, mom, you didn't do that for me when I was that age. He's like, yeah, I did. You just didn't appreciate it, no. Oh my goodness. You would just let them know, baby, I did and did more, right? But now you are this blessed and fortunate to do it again with your babies, with your grandbabies. So live it up, honey. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Spoil them. Definitely do that. That's what grandparents do anyway, right? I was not fortunate to have my grandmother long enough to really get to know her, to meet her, actually. So, you know, I've always desired that opportunity, you know, to like, wow, I wish I had that moment to really get to see her, you know, and get to talk with her and all those things, right? So when I see, you know, people with their grandparents or with their grandmother in particular, you know, I'm like, wow, how I wish I had that moment. But I'm grateful, though, that the elders in my life, those that I've encountered down through the years, you know, I draw so closely to them. Their spirit is just so sweet and so pure. And it kind of, they remind me in a sense of my grandmother. I mean, I had the luxury of being around her, excuse me, when I was, I think probably at least when I was 2 years old or something like that, or before she passed away, you know. So I don't remember her face or anything like that, but her presence was there. Her presence, I felt that, you know what I mean? I hope that makes sense. So when I do come across, you know, a woman of age, a woman that's older, and I connect with them and whatnot, you know, I just draw to them, and they just like my grandmother, you know what I mean? If that makes sense. But those of you who have your grandmothers today, Lord have mercy, you better go ahead and just sop it up like a biscuit, baby. You better go ahead and just be in her presence, because she is loaded with so much wisdom. She is loaded with so much love, man. Oh my goodness, you better just take it all in while you can, right? And just embrace every moment of it. And let her spoil your kids. Don't be fussing at her, because guess what? Guess what? You know, you ain't complaining about somebody spoiling you, and you an adult. Right? Come on. So if you don't want the door to be shut too quickly for someone to spoil you, don't be shutting grandma's door. Don't be diffusing her light. Let her go ahead and spoil them babies, okay? How I wish my grandmother was alive when I was like I said, when I was a child. Oh my goodness. I just know my grandmother would have spoiled me rotten, and I would love every minute of it. Yes, sir. But listen, guys, I wanted just to come on here real quickly and just have a conversation with you, you know? I wanted just to elaborate more on the word resilience. As you know, this podcast is called Resilience Is My Beauty, which it is, right? It showcases the strength of you, right? The strength and the power of you. You know, and that pretty much defines me. And at the time, I didn't get that, you know, when I was going through what I was going through at the time. But during that process, you know, God put that in my spirit. And I have been carrying that word resilience for the longest time. And so I wanted just to cap back on that, you know, just come back to that and just remind you ladies about your resilience. You know, that your resilience is contagious, right? Your resilience is contagious. So let me just break it down a little bit and just give you a description of what I mean by that. When you hear the word contagious, of course, we always, for the majority of us, think about something bad, like, a disease or something that's spreading, you know, in a bad way, you know, like whether it's a cold or a virus, of course, and, you know, those kind of things. And even not even just for a viral situation, but even people's negative energy can be contagious too, right? And so, you know, you want to refrain from that. You want to try to stay away from that. You do your best to, right? We forewarn people about other people they associate with, that we see or we sense that their personality, their way of doing things is not safe, and you don't want your child or your friend to be around that type of atmosphere, because you can tell that they stay there long enough that person's behavior or actions is going to be fed through your friend, through your family member, to your, you know, your loved one, right? It's contagious. It's like a domino effect, if you will, right? But on the flip side of that, you know, the contagious that I'm talking about is good, is healthy, right? It's positive. And so when it comes to contagious, right, it affects people in a positive way, right? It spreads too. It spreads to others. It affects others. You know, like I said, with my grandmother, I know her love was pure. Her love was sweet. Her love was kind. It was affectuous, right? It was contagious. And I sensed that in my spirit, even though I was a little toddler, I was a baby or what have you, but her presence was in me. And so when I come across elderly women or women of page, if you will, and I, you know, and they touch my heart. I'm just drawn to them, and they remind me of my grandmother. They remind me of my mom, and, you know, it's contagious, right? And I just draw to that, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel, you know, become more aware of my womanhood, you know, of the strength that's already residing in me, right? And so likewise, there are people who are, you know, that are affected by you because of your strength, because of what you endure, because of what you face. And they see you today still standing strong, still persevering, still not giving up in spite of what's going on culturally, economically, financially. You know, you're still fighting, you're still enduring, you're still going, right? And so that's what I mean by, you know, contagious. And when I talk about resilience, think about that. There are a lot of women out here that are, you know, are still dealing with what they're dealing with, and they feel as though that they are not able to withstand it anymore, that they can't deal with it anymore. And Lord knows, I think we all have been there, done that, right? We like, I'm throwing in that white towel, I'm throwing in that white flag in the middle of the ring because I'm done, I'm spent, I'm tired of being punched, I'm kicked, and I'm done, right? And there are some that really just totally give in to it, you know. But there are some of us that we just keep fighting, even if we have maybe 5% of that strength, of that faith, of that hope left in us. And that's what keep us going. That's what give us the endurance to get up and to, even if we have to crawl, because some of us don't rise up real quick. Some of us have to crawl and, you know, just to get to the other side, just to get to that place of shelter, just to get to that place, you know, where we can, that God can just feed us with his strength, or feed us, you know, with his love, right? To get us back up on our feet and all those things. So we are that type of women. We are the women that are, you know, that withstood the unthinkable. We are those women that recovered, right? We recovered quickly from those trials, from the challenges that we faced, or that we are currently in right now, right? We have recovered quickly from difficulties, from hardships, from divorce, from death, from a separation, all of those things. We have encountered some stuff. You know, we don't know the story of people until they open up the book of their life. We don't know, right? We cannot dare assume anymore. How dare us go ahead and just conclude the story of somebody just based on how they are living, how they look, how they dressed, and how they're acting, and all of those things, right? We don't know what got them to that point. We don't know how, what they had to sacrifice, what they had to let go of, what they had to fight against, what they had to fight for. You know, we don't know. We don't know what the cost was for these individuals, for these women out here, right? Until they open up their book and share their story. And then when they reveal their story, man, oh man, we just have to be quiet and just say, Lord, forgive me, because I did not know. I did not know girlfriend went through this. I didn't know she went through that. I didn't know she endured this. I didn't know she lost her family. I didn't know she did it. Right? We don't know until we hear it from them. And then we look at a woman who is resilient. We look at a sister that is strong, that is powerful, that is more than a conqueror, right? Because she has conquered not one, not twice, not thrice, or three times. She has conquered so many different obstacles, right? And she's still here. She's still here, right? And I want to, you know, bring that to your attention. That's you. We get caught up in what we are caught up in now, the hardship, the challenges, the difficulties, the pain, the hurt. And we allow those issues, those problems to dominate and tell us that, you know, we're defeated, that we're not going to win this time. You know, you just might as well just stay low, right? You might as well just go ahead and just stay and just drown in your sorrows, right? Yeah, you may have won the last battle, but not this time, right? Yeah, you thought you were going to be victorious in this one, but man, not this time, right? You know, it's that bad. It's that problem-some or what have you, right? But no. No matter what, if it's just 5% of faith left in you, if it's 5% of hope left in you, if there's 5%, if not even 5%, if it's 3%, right? Of looking up to the hills from which coming your help. If you can lift your head, everything else may be demobilized, but your head is still rising. If you can look up to the heavens and say, Lord, I need you. Come on. If your voice is not compromised, say, Lord, help me. Right? Even if you're not able to verbally express that, but you can moan, God can understand the moaning. Right? If you just do that, guess what? Guess what? You're resilient. Guess what? God got you. Guess what? He's going to strengthen you. Guess what? You're not dead. Come on with it. You know, God going to help you through this thing. You're going to get through it. He said, if I got you through the last trial, if I got you through the last difficulties, guess what? I'm going to get you through this one, right? You just hold on to me. Hold on. Hold out. Don't give out. Don't give out on me. Don't give out on this situation. Don't let this problem or this difficulty or your kids or your adult kids get the best of you. Oh, no. Uh-uh. Man, if you could just go back in time and just reflect on the moments that you endured some things that you thought you never was going to get out of. And look what God has done for you, right? Look what he's done for your family. Look what he's done for your mom. Oftentimes, I think about my mother. You know, I was raised by her. You know, I didn't have my father. My father was in my life, but he wasn't in my life. And I had mentioned that before, you know, and I had shared my story about my dad and everything. But at the most part, my mom raised me, even when she got married to my stepdad, you know, when he was sober, you know, he did his thing, right? But when he was out of order, when he was out of line, when he was out of, you know, it was all my mom. My mom raised me regardless if she had my stepfather in my life, in our lives or not. She did what she was supposed to do. And I reflect on those moments. I reflect on those challenges that my mom endured, that she faced. And she got through it by the grace of God. She fought through that thing. And it was not easy, man. Her health was compromised. You know, her physical body was compromised. You know, she felt all alone. She felt like she really didn't have the support of family and friends. You know, with the exception of maybe one or two persons. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that. But at the end of the day, she just trusted in the Lord. Her relationship with God became more and more deeper because she realized she couldn't handle this thing all by herself. There was no way possible that she can figure it out all by herself. She didn't have that type of knowledge to figure out the situation. She just didn't know. She said, Lord, I need thee. I need thee right now. I need thee every day, every hour. I need thee. You hear what I say? Right? That was her prayer. That was her focus. That was her strength. That was her life support. And that's how my mom, you know, just rose. She arisen. I guess that's the word, right? She had arisen from her challenges by the grace of God, right? And you, my beautiful sister, it's the same thing applies to you. You are strong. You are powerful. That 5%, that 3% of faith, hope, you know, endurance is still in you. That inner warrior, right? That inner warrior is still fighting on your behalf, man. Even when your physical body is paralyzed or is just not reachable. It's not, you know, you can't really do much. And not just saying physically paralyzed in terms of you know, of a physical situation, but you're more, I would say, emotionally paralyzed to the point that it's got you spent. Like, you just don't know what more to do, or you just can't do anything because of the weight of the issues. We've all been there. With the issues of life, it has paralyzed us in the sense that we just don't have it. We can't do anymore. But yes, you can, because if you can open up your mouth and just cry out, Lord, my Father, Jesus, help me, baby. That's a prayer right there. That's a prayer of urgency. That's a prayer of emergency. That's the prayer of help. That's the prayer of strength. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need you to help me through this right now, because I don't know if I can take this anymore. I don't know if I can take it any longer. I don't know if I can, I don't even know if I can breathe anymore, because it's like it's choking me. Father, help me. Right? And I'm telling you, ladies, this is what I remember in my life. You know, this is what I remember through my mother's life. And we were endurance. We were resilience. We conquered some things by the grace of God, with the help of God. We got through some stuff. Even when I was away in college, my mom went through a lot. There are some things I'm aware of, and there are some things I would never know, that honestly, my mom really didn't want me to know, to be truth about that. But the things that I do remember, that I do recall, and especially when I was physically there, she went through some stuff. But during that time, thank God for the angels, or those people that was there to assist, to be her advocate, if you will, to be her sponsor. Thank God for those individuals. And it was not a whole lot. It was just maybe one, if not two people that was there for my mother during the time that when I was in college, and helped her through, you know, the challenges that she was facing at the time. And it was rough. It was scary, right? And there were some uncertainties, but my mother never quit. She never quit. She still persevered. She kept going, you know, and she just continued to trust in the Lord. She trusted in the Lord through the hardship, through the physical pain, through her body going through some challenges and stuff. And, you know, God got her through. God got her through it. And, you know, I am reminded of the resilience of her and that is in me. And it's also in my immediate family, on my mom's side of the family, my aunts, my cousins. Oh my goodness, I don't know their life story in detail, but what I do know, man, it make you want to just say, you know what, I just dig a grave myself and just jump in it, okay? I just go ahead and get the dirt and pour it all on me, and I just rested right there, okay? I'm just going, it will put you in that kind of state, right? But yet, thanks be to God, they survived it. The pain, the abuse, the disgrace, the oh my goodness. What my sisters, my women, my family, on my mom's side of the family, my sisters, my aunties, my cousins, all of them, my Lord. Woo, Jesus. What they encountered, and like I said, I don't know everything in detail. I don't need to know everything in detail unless they want to share with me. I mean, some of them now have gone on to glory, but the majority that are still here, you know, I'm grateful that they're still here, because Lord have mercy. That what I've been told, or what they shared, Lord have, it could have wiped them out. It could have just taken them to a whole different mental breakdown. Right? And have them to say, I am done. I'm going to get my shovel. I'm going to dig my grave, and I'm going to die in it. Right? You know what I'm saying? And, but they, by the grace of God, the resilience that's in them, man, kept them going, kept them pushing. They never gave up. And I believe today, if I get a chance to talk to them, I believe the day they were like, I couldn't have done without the Lord. I couldn't have done it without him. You know, I'm glad I stood and I'm glad that they stood to the very end of that experience, because now they are walking in the abundance. They are walking into their harvest. They're walking into the reward, right? And I know they will probably would say, I'm grateful that I didn't die out too soon, right? And I know there's so many of you that are listening to the sound of my voice that, yeah, I don't know your story, and I may never know your story. But I know that you have gone through some stuff. You have gone through some difficulties. You have gone through some unimaginable events in your life. And it's a deep scar. It's a deep scar. And it hurts. And I know you ask God, like, Lord, why? I don't understand. I don't get it. What is going on? I didn't cause this. I didn't initiate this. I don't understand why this is happening. And trust me, every question that you are, you know, putting at God's feet is legitimate. It's fine. God is not mad at you for asking him these questions or coming in that in a hurtful and even angry way. It's okay to be angry as long as you don't sin on that, you know? As long as you don't go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get my Glock and I'm going to go ahead and end it. No, don't do that, baby. I understand that pain. I understand that anger. I understand that. I'm going to go ahead and beat that chick upside the head until she's black and blue and purple and green and orange and all of the color of the rainbow, right? No, don't do that, baby. No, don't do that, right? But that's where, when we get to our lowest point, that's when we really have to go on our knees or lay prostrate before the Lord and say, Lord, I can't. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Because right now my emotions are all over the place. Excuse me. My emotions are all over the place. And I need you to help me to get back in place with you. That's your prayer. That should be your prayer. That should be your daily prayer. Even when things are going well. I just need to get back in place with you, God. I don't want to step out of order. I want to be in the divine order with you. I just want to be in divine order with you. And he will guide you. He will help you. He will get you back in place. Right? And he will feed you. He will strengthen you. He will give you rest. Through that course, through that journey, through that challenge that you're going through right now, right? There are certain things in life that God does allow. You know, remember in the book of Job, God and Satan had a conversation, right? Because Job was dedicated to the Lord. He prayed and he did all of those things, right? And Satan was just itching for the opportunity to go ahead and prove God wrong. That, yeah, Job may go to you and he may pray to you 3 times a day, da 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 da, whatever, but I don't think he's going to really sustain that once, you know, I take care of him, basically. I'm just paraphrasing, you know. But God said, you go ahead and do what you got to do, but just don't take his life, right? And guess what? Satan up there rubbing his hands again, like, oh, suck it now. Let's go ahead and get this thing started. And that's what he did, right? And Job lost everything, right? And then on top of that, he got physically ill. He had boils and sores and all that stuff on his body and everything. And he was down for the count, man. I mean, hey, I don't think we would have been mad at Job, but he just like, you know what? I'm done. I can't. Yo, I'm through. He can't even say through. He couldn't even afford the R. He said, I'm through. I can't. I just can't. Right? I wouldn't be mad at him. You know? I mean, because when it comes down, man, like my great aunts and them was to say, child, when it rain, it pours, right? It rain, it pours. It's just torrential rain, that downpour, man. It's a lot. And even his friends, so-called friends, they know no better, right? And yeah, Job had the moments. He slipped away a little bit, you know, saying things a little bit out of pocket and whatever. But at the end of the day, God restored his life, and he got back 10 times more than what he lost, right? God was with him even when Job thought he was not with him. And we allow our circumstances to tell us that God ain't with us no more. We go ahead and we look at our life and we like, well, God, I didn't pray enough. I didn't tithe, or I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Is this why I'm being punished? Is this why this is happening to me? Is this why, Lord, forgive me, God, help me, oh Lord. No. It's supposed to draw you near him. It's supposed to help you get closer to God, right? And allow God to clean your thoughts, clean your heart, clean your soul, because now you're bombarded with all of these ailments, from the physical to the emotional to the financial to the material, you know, all of this. You're just caught up in that in your mind, and now it's just speaking to you. It's telling you all kind of things, and you're so weak in your spirit that you're just receiving stuff. And it's telling you to end your life. It's telling you to just end it all. It's telling you to just run away. It's telling you to quit. It's telling you that God don't care, that God don't love you. You know, it's telling you that, yeah, you sin so much that I'm going to punish you. No, that is not how it's supposed to be. No, you cry out to God and let him come in and let him order your steps. Let him heal you. Let him strengthen you. Let him feed you. Let him do the surgery, right? And he will do that because he loves you. He loves you. Please let that be noted in your heart today. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Say that to yourself. Make it personal. Say, God loves me. Say it. I'm here. I'm listening. Seriously, y'all, I have my ear to my mic. Say it again. God loves me. Yes, keep saying that to yourself. Keep saying that to yourself through the course of your day, through the course of the evening, through the rest of the week, weekend, whatever time you are listening to me. God loves you, right? And he's there to help you. He's there to comfort you. It doesn't matter what happened or what you said or how you did it. Come to him and say, God, I need your help. Father, I need your help. Lord, forgive me. If you got to repent, repent. 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 Repent, y'all. Okay? Say, Lord, forgive me. I messed up. I screwed up. I should have known better, but I didn't do better. Lord, forgive me. Help me to be better. Help me to do better. Help me to order. Help me to follow your order, your steps. Help me not to get out of alignment. Because it's not him, it's us, right? It's not him, it's us. Help us, oh Lord, to stay rooted and grounded in your word. You know? That's what you need to do. But God is not there to punish you, right? He's there to help you, to strengthen you, to direct your path, to order your steps. And he wants a relationship with you. He wants you to stay connected, to continue to build a relationship with him. For those of you who have, but life does pull you or separate you from him every now and then. Come on, because we still in this flesh, y'all. The flesh is a battle between this flesh. You know that, right? And we try to do good, but when we want to do good, we mess up. Right? Ain't that the truth? And then we get mad, so I'm like, oh, snag a tooth. Shoot, man. Oh, you know, we, but then we got to get out of that real quick because we don't want to get caught up and get, and then start condemning ourselves and feeling guilty and all of that. No, they say, Lord, forgive me. I repent. Lord, help me with this issue, with this weakness of mine. Let him know, because guess what? He already knows. He already knows. He had created you. He designed you. He knows every fiber, every morsel of you. So there's no point trying just to give them a little bit of info about your situation. Just tell them everything. Because the wonderful thing about telling God everything is that he holds no judgment. Come on. He holds no judgment when you come to him and confess everything to him. And he will go ahead and take all of that and he will throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. He ain't gonna remember it no more. Because now you have turned a 180 degree. You repented. You say, you know what? I am not going back to this life no more. I'm not going back to thinking this way no more. I'm not going back and doing the same stuff that's out of order. No, I'm staying committed to God and I'm allowing him to order my steps. I'm allowing him to change my heart. I'm allowing him to work me from the inside out. I'm allowing him to help me to grow, to do, to be better according to his will and his way. In Jesus' name, period. For real, right? And even when you do that, guess what? You're still going to go through trials and tribulations. But guess what, honey? You don't need to get discouraged about it because you know God got you. You know that he's already established a way for you to handle certain issues that's going to come your way. You know that he's already developed you in such a way that you know how to deal with certain issues, certain manners in your life, certain matters, sorry, in your life. He already knows because he has been developing you through the trials that you're in now. He's developing you. He's molding you. He's purging you. That purge, that's the word that we don't like to hear. But you know what? It is. It's needed. Any of you who are planters, any of you who likes to garden, if you have a rose bush or you have a particular plant or any flower, you know you got to purge some things. You got to cut off some dead branches. You got to cut off those dead leaves or foliage, right? So your flower, your plant can produce better. It can grow better. It can become more stronger, right? Look more healthy, right? So that's what he's doing with us. That's what he desires to do in us if we let him do it. So you don't have to continue to be weighted down by the troubles of the world or the troubles of your life or the troubles of family or whatever issues you're going through. Now that you allow God to come in and take dominance and to start cleaning from the inside out, he's going to give you peace. He's going to give you rest. He's going to direct your path. He already has ordered your steps. That's already established, right? But you just stay connected to him and trust him. And even when you start entering into a challenge, you know that he got you. He's holding your hand. He's never going to let go of you. The question is, will you let go of him when the going gets tough and the hills are too hard to climb? Will you let go of him? Because he ain't going to let go of you, right? But through all what you have endured, through all what we have, what we've been challenged and faced with during the course of our living, right now, you can say, by the grace of God, I made it. That's a resilient sister right there, right? You have withstand the unimaginable. You didn't know how in the world you were going to survive it. You don't know how in the world you was going to get through it. I mean, I look back on my mom's life, man, and I even when I was in college, I didn't know half of the stuff that was going on until I came home, you know, whether it was spring break or whether it was when school was over or whatever, and I come home and mommy had already moved to another place, and I'm like, wow, mom, how did this happen? And she tells me what happened and all those things and whatnot, and God did it. He supplied for her. He provided for her. He took care of her, even when my mother didn't really have a whole lot. But he blessed her with a nice home at the time. And he still made a way financially for her to be able to pay the bills, to pay the rent, and to get food in the house and all those things. He made a way for her. She was still able to work. She was still able to do things for herself, even though her body was physically challenged. Yet he provided. Yet he took care of her. even when she was going through another fight, another battle, another issue. Yet God still was there for her. And he can be there for you if you let him. Through this journey, through this challenges, guess what, y'all? It's as long as we're living and breathing, we're going to go through. It's evident. It's a fact. But just know, based on your past history, your past accounts, when God stepped in that time, he got you through it then. He can do it now. So no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, you just thank God for what he has done and what he is going to do and what he's doing now. That right there should be your dance of hope, your dance of celebration, right? Your dance of just worship, just worshiping him, thanking him that God, I don't know how you're going to conclude this thing, but I know it's done and I know I'm going to be on top because you putting me there. You know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody. That should be your declaration. That should be your praise. That should be your motto or whatever you want to call it for the rest of this season. That should just keep you going because that's what gives you strength. That's what keeps you moving. That's what get a little pep in your step. No matter what is going on in your life, just know that God got you because he did it before. He can do it again. Don't let the noise, you know, drown out God's voice. That's the main voice that you need to listen to. And when you know his voice, everything else don't matter no more. You know, that voice changes everything. Yes, it does. His voice changes everything. So make sure that you keep the connection clear. Because you got a lot of stuff going on, but that connection between you and him, make sure that it doesn't get compromised and that you just stay in silence and at rest in your spirit, waiting for him to say something to you, waiting for him to speak. And even if he doesn't say anything right away, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. God is doing some things right now. There's some things that he's already doing that you don't even need to be aware of anyway. And don't take it as like a rejection, okay? When God doesn't respond the way you want him to respond, don't take it as a rejection. Just know that he's at work. Your situation is under construction. But knowing how God creates things and he makes things beautiful and it's unique and it's wonderfully made, just know that when he's done with you, oh, baby, come on with it. It's going to be solidified. It's going to be a solid ending and it's going to be good. So you need to take that and apply that in, as far as hope, right? And just dance with that and just clap your hands with that. You know, yeah, it don't feel good right now. I get it. Trust me, girl. I know. And it's a daily fight in your mental capacity because the enemy wants to continue to pour that poison in your head, telling you that it's never going to end. It's never going to end. It's always going to be the same. He or she is going to be the same problem. Da-da-da-da-da-da. No, get that out of your head. And how you do that is reciting God's word. And this time, instead of saying it in a mental way, open up your mouth and say something. Open up your mouth and say something. Recite God's word. That's why he said, put his word in the heart, in your heart, right? Meditate on his word day and night and recite his word through the course of your day, right? And I'm telling you, y'all, I'm telling you, you're going to sense the difference. You're going to feel the difference. You're going to see God's work at hand. My sister, you are strong, you are resilient, you are powerful, and God has great things in store for your life, and the devil don't want you to succeed in having it. So you need to take this and say, you know what? Oh yeah, God got me, because what he has for me, the devil is jealous. what God has for me, the devil wish he had it, but he ain't getting it because I'm not giving him access to having it. Come on. God will block all the entries. He will block the doors. He will block the windows. He will do what he got to do. He will find the little crevices or holes, you know, and he will block it out so the enemy won't get in. Because what God has for you is for you. And you're going to get that because it got your name on it. Come on with it. It got your name on it. Whatever it is. Right? So you just glorify God and say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you for elevation. I thank you for the upgrades. I thank you for changing me from the inside out. I thank you, God, for making a way out of no way. I thank you, God, for strengthening me when I'm weak. I thank you, God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Now I understand what my aunties and my great aunts and my grandparents, the elders in my life would say that. I get it now. The chaos that they endured during their time, yet they had the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Now I understand why they dance a little bit in church. Now I get why they were crying out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. Now I get it, because I know my God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ever ask or imagine or think. He is my help. I get it. And that's why you look up to those aunties and to those women in their life, and you see why they still standing, because of their resilience, because of their faith, their determination. And that's in you, my sister. That's in you. That's in you. And that's what the enemy don't want you to see. And he don't even want you to acknowledge that you are strong, that you are resilient, that there is a warrior in you, that you are a fighter. Right? And God is in you. God is there for you. And he will take care of everything for you. He will give you exactly what you need at that very hour. Come on, somebody. I'm a living witness. I'm here today because of him. I'm here today because of him. Because y'all, let me tell you some whoop. Man, oh man, how many times? Ooh-wee. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And you know what? There's going to still be some other incidents that's going to come in our lives. But don't get discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Right? Because God got you. You stay encouraged. You stand strong in the battlefield. Right? God got you. Right? So listen, remember, ladies, you are resilient. You are strong. You are powerful. Be contagious to that daughter, to that niece, to that granddaughter, right? Because they are watching you. Just like I was watching my mother observe all my mother endured. I didn't watch it at that time. I didn't get it. But as I got older in life and I'm experiencing life, I reflect back on my mother. I reflect back on my aunts. I reflect back on my relatives and my friends. And I'm like, wow, I get it now. And I applaud those women of resilience, of inner strength, right? And it's contagious. And now my daughters are seeing that, because they experienced what I experienced. They saw what I endured. And now they are resilient. They are strong, not on their own, but what God has poured into them. Because they have been learning how to seek God first. Because I've been training them to do that ever since they were babies. Like my mother did me. Right? Right? So yes, ladies, your resilience is contagious in a good way. Continue to speak those words to your children. You know, be the wisdom to your kids by teaching them about your challenges in life, especially those who are getting older, your daughters or nieces or granddaughters that are in their teens or getting ready to go to college or whatever the case may be, or already in college and they are experiencing some things. You know, they don't even have to be in college. Some babies are experiencing life hard in a bad way, or I won't even say that, but they've experienced some hardships right now, even though they're like maybe 12 or 15 years old, right? You know, open up your heart and tell them about some things that you endured at that age, right? And let them know that they are strong, that God has great things in store for them, and that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Because you are a living witness to what God has done for you and what he has done in you and through you and for you. And he's still doing it now, right? So yes, the ladies, go ahead and treat yourself today. Again, like I said, today is Mother's Day for those of you who are mothers, right? Or those of you who are mother figures, go ahead and have fun today, right? You don't have to let it end because Sunday is over. No, every day is a Mother's Day, or every day is a Resilience Woman's Day. I like that, a Resilience Woman's Day. Come on with it. I can dig it, yeah. It's a Resilience Woman's Day. Yes. Take that all in, my sister. And just go ahead and have a beautiful day. Enjoy the gifts that God has supplied in your life. Don't take it for granted. Enjoy ye one another, right? And just have fun. Have fun. So I'm going to close it with a prayer. I hope you ladies have a blessed one. I hope you enjoy what God has for you, what is coming in your life. Get excited because God has some things coming in your life right now. Get excited, y'all. Your future is bright and it is bountiful. Is that a word? Okay. All right. It's overflowing. It's overflowing with good stuff. Get excited about that, right? Yeah. Get excited about that. So yeah, y'all, just enjoy each other. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Have a good time, right? I love you, my sisters. I really, really do. And I will be back very soon to bless you with some more goodies, okay? So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my beautiful, resilient family. I pray that this conversation has been a blessing to them. Lord, you know the story. You know the situation. You know their hearts. You know exactly where they are at this very hour. I pray, God, that they will take this at heart. They will take this seed. They will apply it to their heart. And that they will call out your name wherever they are. And that they will consult to you the issues that they are facing. Remind them, O Lord, of who they are from your perspective. I pray, God, that they will say, Lord, show me through your eyes. Because we have been looking at the wrong lenses for a good while. Help us, oh God, to take off those lenses that is foggy and that is distorted, but that we put on the spiritual lens so we can actually see what you see about us. We give you praise today, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for the resilience that you poured in us, the strength that you have given us. We thank you, God. Help us, oh God, to use it wisely and not to dispense it in a bad way. But that we will hold on to the promises of what you say about us and what you would do for us and what you have already been doing. Forgive us, O Lord, for not acknowledging what you have already done. Help us, O God, to stay consistent and just giving you praise for the things you have already done. Not just the material things, but what you have already poured into us. Help us, O God, to get back into your word and to stay connected to you. And help us, oh Lord, to open up our spiritual eyes to see the things that you want to reveal to us. There's greatness in us because we serve a great God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh Lord, this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.